The Fan on Demand.
Welcome to the party in Las Vegas. PartyPoker.net invites you to play for a spot in the biggest tournament on the planet, the World Series of Poker. Play in one of the daily qualifiers to earn your way to the WSOP with a $14,000 prize package and a chance to win your share of over $192 million in prize money. Qualify now and play for free at PartyPoker.net. Terms and conditions apply. Players must be aged 18 or over.
This is the Poker Show with Chris DeCiro, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Rob Wong here in Toronto while Chris is on assignment, as they say. He is out in sunny Las Vegas, I imagine, Chris. It's very, very sunny.
It is it's approximately, let me just check the temperature. I can see the temperature there for a minute. It's 197 degrees right
now. So the earth is on fire, basically, is what you're saying.
The earth is basically on fire, yes. I'm watching things melt. Actually, it is. They're in the middle of a little mini heat wave here, May heat wave. It is stinking hot in Las Vegas. But, you know, there's worse things in life. And right now, just as an aside, I'm standing outside the North Valet of the Bellagio Hotel, and just to give you a quick rundown, we have Ferrari, Bentley, Rolls-Royce, Fisker, Lamborghini, Ferrari.
It's not a bad lineup. It's a pretty good starting seven there. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get my hands on one of them. I'm just waiting for the valets to turn their backs, and I'm going to be out of here. So.
Yeah, you get your choice, right? You just pick whichever one you want. I think that's pretty much how it works out there. It's coming up later in the show. We will speak with Warren Lush of Party Poker, and we'll also hear Chris's conversation with Seth Polansky, who has been on the show once or twice. But, of course, Chris, you're down there. The WPT World Championship on the go right now as we speak. A lot of big names have shown up in Las Vegas this weekend for the event.
There's a lot of big names in Las Vegas for the WPT, and there's a lot of big names in Vegas playing cash. The cash
really?
Games have been running big time, and as much as I feel like a high roller when I'm down here, because the people here take very, very good care of me. In fact, the people at Caesars put me up at Caesars, and I'm telling you right now, Rob, I have a new home away from home. The Octavius Towers at Caesars Palace are beyond belief. I mean, never mind food, never mind the restaurants and all that other stuff, the Gordon Ramsay, never mind all that. Just the rooms, the hotel is fantastic, and it's like 20 seconds up the road to the Rio. So I'm going to live here now. They may not know that.
You're just going to have to hide. You're going to have to, like, sleep in the closet maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there seems to be some people with money here. I'm sure someone will pay for a room. But no, listen, it's been fantastic. The people from Caesars and Harrah's have taken very good care of me, and it's what a place. You have to come down here. I'm coming back in a couple weeks for the World Series, buddy. I'm telling you, clear your schedule. Get on down.
Well, I'll be there in July. I know you're going at some point during that month as well, so maybe we'll hook up together down there. But as far as, you know, you were talking about the cash games and the big-name players that are down there for, a lot of things that seem to be going on this week. I mean, with you mentioned the World Series of Poker, and that obviously is coming up very shortly, the start of the tournament, which will begin a week from today. I mean, is the buzz starting to grow just a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on here, and you can see that you can feel the build up as it comes towards that. I mean, this WPT event obviously is a big thing. They're playing the 25K high roller. It's not even a high roller, actually. It's just a 25K buy, and they have a higher high roller coming up, a 100K high roller event. And you know, there's some big names playing in that. Obviously, Daniel's playing in it. Vanessa Selps. I mean, some good players. But you know, 100 feet away in Bobby's room in Bellagio. You know, Doyle Brunson's in there playing. I saw Jason Mercier's in there playing. David Benjamin. I mean, you got the big players are here playing, and the big game is running. And you know, there's been a couple stories leaking out here and there that Doyle Brunson took Ryan Hastings for several hundred thousand over the past couple of days. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I know Doyle's been tweeting pictures of his cash game chip stacks, and they are significant. That money came from somebody.
And I'm always curious when, you know, we got big cash games going on or we have these big tournaments going on in Las Vegas. I mean, are there just plenty of poker fans just hanging around these places. And I mean, it's just hard to move around because there's so many people trying to witness these big games. Is that kind of the atmosphere going on right now?
Well, Bobby's room is tucked away in the very back of the poker room at Bellagio for exactly that reason, to sort of protect the privacy of those players. But the WPT is being played out on the rail right now, and I played a final table. I was actually performing as Kara Scott, which you know, we can talk about a little later on with Warren Rush. But I was playing in a final table for an event here, the Montreal Party Poker Classic that started up in Montreal, and there were people railing us.
Really?
Yeah. You know, so
how many autographs did you sign?
I signed none. It was a total of none. It may have been one if you counted the barbell that I signed.
I was going to say there was no.
Can I get your autograph on this?
There were no busty women walking by asking for you to sign their chest. There was none of that.
No. There's been very, very little of that. Actually, just been poker for the past couple of days. So, but the fans on the watching the WPT 25K right now are 4 and 5 deep on the rail, especially around the tables with the recognizable faces on it. And you get the odd guy trying to sort of sneak a peek into Bobby's room to see what's going on.
And I guess it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's, you would think with the World Series Poker coming up, it's sort of the calm before the storm. But, I mean, it just constantly seems like there's things going on week after week after week. And obviously for the next couple of months, while the WSOP is going on, it's just going to be nonstop craziness in Las Vegas.
It always is. And, you know, that's the life of the poker players around here. It's, you know, WPT, EPT, WSOP, and it's just tournament to tournament. And in the meantime, try and squeeze in as much cash game as you can play. And obviously, nobody down here in the U.S. is playing online, but around the rest of the world, they certainly are, and in huge numbers. So it's just poker. You know, that's the life. Get up in the morning, play poker, and then, you know, have some meat, play poker, and play in the tournament, and then come home from the tournament and play poker. And you know, it's got that feel right now. It does have that vibe of everybody just all over the game.
And I imagine the nightlife has been treating you pretty well as well. I mean, I understand it's Vegas, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But if you don't mind, maybe you could give us a little nugget, maybe a little treat, something you saw, something you heard, maybe.
Do you have like the sound effect of crickets?
I do, actually.
Something that you could play right now to fill the space.
I could probably put that in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's I'm not a big nightlife person. You know, that's just the truth. I don't really drink. Although I can be enticed at times into having a cocktail or two. But this weekend, the entire city of Las Vegas is sold out. Every hotel is sold out. So it's packed. Like, it's crazy down here. And I've been down here at some really busy times when there's big fights and there's UFC events. But this is as busy as I've seen Las Vegas in a long time.
And as far as your golf game, have you been able to hit the links at all this past few days or so? Trying to keep sharp?
You know, there's two things I'm going to tell you about that. One is that I have Canadian golf grips, which will melt in the temperature here. They're not made to be played, and not, you know, you're just swinging in it with the grip in your hand because the glue has released because of the heat, and your club's 40 yards down the fairway. So there's that problem. And the second problem is I flew down here on Air Canada, and we all know that Air Canada charges you for whatever you have in your pockets, your first suitcase, and an extra $975 for your golf clubs to travel with you. So I did not bring my golf equipment down here. I'm coming back in a week or 10 days to start playing the World Series of Poker, and I will bring my golf clubs then. But no, I didn't bring them this time because I wanted to save my money to lose on the tables instead of paying it for extra baggage.
That is understandable. That is very understandable. We already talked about all the big name players that are down there. I'm sure you've had lots of conversations with people getting set, getting ready for the WSOP. Have you had any interesting conversations with some of your buddies down there?
I've had a lot of interesting conversations. I've been getting caught up in a lot of things in the poker world, some of which are fit for consumption and some of which aren't. But
yeah.
There's going to be a couple of interesting announcements in the next week or two, I think you're going to hear it in the poker world. And I don't want to spoil anybody's party, but I do have promises from people that we'll get first crack at talking to the involved parties with these things as they come out. But, you know, it is that time of year where things are happening and people are doing what they do. Phil Hellmuth is in town running his own event over at ARIA. The WPT is here. Obviously, they're getting ready for the WSOP and the Cash Games. I'm a little stunned. I haven't seen it running this busy, you know, here in quite a while. There was always talk before about how the Cash Games had sort of died out here, the big Cash Games, but they're running at ARIA, they're running at Bellagio, and there's all the mini poker series going on at Caesars and all the different hotels. It's crazy. You should be here, Rob. Why aren't you here?
I wish I was. I was just in Niagara Falls for a buddy's bachelor party. It wasn't as crazy as what you're experiencing down there with all the big name celebrities. I didn't rub elbows with anybody special, unfortunately. So that was kind of sad. Like I said, I'm heading in July. I only got so much money to burn and blow in a year, Chris. Come on, man. I work in radio. We've already talked about this plenty of times. But you know, you mentioned the fact about the cash games and how they seem to be running hot for whatever reason. I mean, why do you think that is the case? That all of a sudden, is it just a blip on the radar? Is it just, you know, you feel like it's a one time thing, or is this something that you feel is going to continue? That, you know, cash games are going to continue to run pretty well, like they are this past weekend.
Well, I mean, I'm not really privy to the worlds of high stakes cash game poker as to what drives it, but I do know that in the past, you know, we've spoken with Ellie Lesser on the show, and it was pretty well known that Chip Reese drove a lot of the cash game action down here. And when Chip passed away a few years back, that was, you know, that was a tough blow to the cash games because he kind of put them together. But now you've got a group playing at ARIA, you got and the big game running back here at the Bellagio with, you know, some, obviously, when you got names like Mercier and Doyle Brunson and Hastings and, you know, the rest of this crew playing in here. I mean, you got some big names and big money. So, and it's only going to get bigger as the players start to roll in from Europe for the World Series.
Have you staked out where you're going to stay while you're down there for the WSOP? Have you got that all figured out?
Listen, if the people from Caesars will have me, I will actually move. I will sell my house and come down here and live at Caesars because it's been outstanding. I mean, it's always been a landmark hotel at the Strip. You know, you can't help but walk out in front of Caesars and think about Evel Knievel jumping the fountains.
Yeah.
You know, and the great prize fights that were there over the years. But they continue to revamp it and remodel it, and they did this new Octavius Tower. And I'm telling you, man, it's sick. It makes you want to live that lifestyle. It makes you want to be a high-stakes cash game poker player so that you can live in these pimping suites all the time, which I'm clearly not. Although I did play well last night in the event that I played it. I came in sixth and I did win a seat for Kara Scott and myself to play in the WPT's Five Diamond.
Very nice.
So I don't know if I'm going to sit on Kara's lap or Kara's going to sit on my lap. But we're now the co-owners of a seat. But that's a whole different story.
Yeah, you're going to have another prop bet, I guess, for that. You're going to have to figure something else get to the...
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure she wants her revenge. Losing two in a row to you, I mean, she must be furious when she thinks about that kind of stuff. I'm sure she wants to get some payback, some big time payback for that. As far as who we got coming up next, it will be Seth Polansky, of course, the communications director of Harrah's Entertainment. Chris, you got a chance to speak to him the other day.
Yeah, and you know, Seth is always always good with us, and always a fountain of information for what's going on around here. And I spoke with Seth, and the reason that we taped the interview was gospel truth. Seth was like, this is the last weekend before the World Series starts. I need to spend as much time as possible with my family because I don't get to see them for the next 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So out of pure sympathy for Seth, we taped the interview, but it's a great interview, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, he is always great. That's what's coming up next here on The Poker Show with Chris DeCero, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome to the party in Las Vegas. PartyPoker.net invites you to play for a spot in the biggest tournament on the planet, the World Series of Poker. Play in one of the daily qualifiers and earn your way to the WSOP with a $14,000 prize package. Play for free at PartyPoker.net to see if you've got what it takes to get to Vegas. Qualify now at PartyPoker.net. Terms and conditions apply. Players must be aged 18 or over.
Welcome back to The Poker Show with Chris DeCiro, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Rob Wong here in Toronto. Chris DeCiro joining me live from Las Vegas. And Chris, like we said in the last segment, you got a chance to speak with Seth Polansky. And I know we've spoken to the communications director of Harrah's Entertainment before. Loves the job, but like you said before, I mean, he's getting ready to not see his family for the next 7 weeks or so. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about, you know, the grind that some of the poker players put into playing WSOP or even WPT events, you know, they show up at noon, they play till 10, 11, 12 at night, and then, you know, they grab a bite to eat and go home and sleep and come back. Well, the people, the PR people, the media people that are around these events, they show up 2 hours before that starts, and they stay 2 hours after when they're still filing stories of the day's events. So you take that average grind that these poker players go through sitting on their butts all day long, and then take that, multiply it by running around like crazy people, and adding 4 more hours to your day, and you have some kind of idea of what sort of work everybody in this industry, in the media industry, in the poker industry puts in, present company excluded.
And you think, you know, you mentioned the poker player aspect. Yeah, you put in a lot of hours grinding away, but you, when you step away from the table, you don't have to worry about tomorrow until you get there. You can go relax. You can, you know, have some drinks with some buddies, have some dinner. Whereas, you know, if you're Seth, I guess you're just constantly running around trying to plan for the next day after day after day. I mean, it's got to be, you know, mentally and physically draining at points.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is that quite often for us, you know, visiting media or for the players, when we're done, we just go upstairs and go to our hotel rooms. Or you grab a bite to eat in the hotel and go upstairs to rooms. These guys still have to drive home, spend a little time with their families, and then try and turn around and come back. I mean, it really, you can't even begin to estimate the grind that these guys go through. And I sympathize with them, and I have a lot of respect for them.
All right. Well, let's hear your conversation with Seth Polansky, the communications director of Harrah's Entertainment.
Chris DeCiro here, live on location at Caesar's Palace in fabulous Las Vegas. Now, I'm on the 32nd floor of the fairly swanky Octavius Tower, and Seth, I believe you're about 34 floors below me in some pit in the underground employees section of Caesar's.
Wait a second here. Is this for real? You in the Octavius Tower? Yeah, I'm stuck in what's known as the dungeon. No windows, no light. What's it like up there in Octavius Tower, Chris?
I am in all seriousness, Seth. I'm standing looking out over the Las Vegas Strip. As you are well aware, it's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas. It is, however, getting stinking hot outside, which means that, hey, the World Series of Poker is right around the corner. And you know, Harrah's, Caesars is putting together a tremendous event again this year. We've already talked to you about that. We know about all the things that are going on, but this is the time of year when people are making their serious moves to Vegas to get ready for the series. And I've been kicking around here for a couple of days, and I tell you, there are some neat little changes that have come up and things that are going on that are going to make this year's series a lot of fun for everybody.
Yes, it's amazing that it's rolled around again, but we're excited to kick off now the 43rd annual World Series of Poker, and believe it or not, the 9th that have taken place at the Rio.
Well, that was one of the things that I was truthfully excited about because, you know, you guys have taken a little bit of heat in the past about the food and stuff at the Rio for the poker players, not for the rest of the hotel guests, but for the poker players. But one of the things that was pretty exciting this year was that you guys are actually opening a really cool, or it's open now, a dim sum seafood Chinese restaurant that's going to be open late night. So when you're done playing at 11, 12 o'clock at night, you can actually get something to eat and have something fun. It's called KJ's. Have you been there?
Yeah, KJ Dim Sum and Seafood. It is really good, Chris. You know, I grew up in Toronto, like where you're from, and a lot of your listeners, and they always had good Chinese and Asian food in Toronto. But so they'll enjoy, if they're in town at the Rio, the new Asian place, KJ Dim Sum. And, of course, I'm still partial. I'm Italian. I actually think the guy who owns this restaurant looks like you, Martirano's. You ever met Steve Martirano, the guy who owns that?
I have met Steve Martirano. I met him a couple of years ago during the series at a little function that you guys put on there with
So I think you're like his twin.
Couple other people. And the food there is fantastic, too. I'm actually always pretty happy about eating at Martirano's. But I love the idea of late-night dim sum. Because I tell you, when you play all day long, if you manage to make it through any days of the World Series. I may not know what I'm talking about. I made it through a couple days here and there of the series events. But you're usually tired and hungry, and there's not a lot of choices, you know, of places to go because, you know, it's a late-night town, but good food and good restaurants. That's, I was excited about the 3 a.m. thing.
Yeah, and it's open past 2 a.m., this dim sum place. So you're exactly right. The player's looking for something at the end of their long poker day. They'll have some better options this year.
Now, the other thing is, how are the hotels coming along? Like, everything is booked up. I know this is a long weekend here, so it's crazy in Las Vegas. Everything is sold out this weekend. But next weekend, things officially kick off for the series. Do people need to book now?
Well, yeah, look, here is your, you got your Victoria's Day holiday the week after in Las
yours,
Vegas.
It's yours, too. You're Canadian, Seth.
Yes, it is mine, too. But, I, you know, I'm stuck in the USA. They're going to make me work on Monday. and the following Monday, the 28th, is Memorial Day here. So that weekend is jam-packed as well. And then there's a big festival and Manny Pacquiao fight the first weekend in June. So we really expect Vegas to be quite busy, busier than normal as the temperatures rise. So people are coming out. Do yourself a favor. If you're playing poker, you do get favorable rates at all Harrah's Caesars properties. You can just check the WSOP.com website for the reservations discounts there.
Well, I really, truthfully, all kidding aside, I have to recommend you know, the new towers here at Caesars. Caesars has always been an extravagant, opulent hotel to stay at, but they got these new towers, the Augustus and Octavius towers, and literally it's like right out the door onto Flamingo, over the highway, and you're at the Rio in like 2 minutes. So, I mean, personally, I like to get away from there when I'm playing World Series events, get your day over with and get off the property and go someplace else to relax. So I think this is a perfect option.
Yeah, and your Central Strip, and just wait, man, this fall, Nobu. I don't know the Nobus on the East Coast, but we're really excited to have the famous sushi chef.
Now, are you a steak or a sushi guy?
Well, I'm a steak guy, but when you're talking to the level of Nobu, I'm quickly a sushi guy, too. So you've seen me.
Well, you were saying,
I'm not very discriminating in terms of what I eat.
This is a true story. I called Seth yesterday to ask if we could talk to him, and I was talking to Seth, and I said I was going down to have dinner at Homestyle, which is an unbelievable steak and seafood restaurant here. And Seth is like, I'm going to eat in the employees' cafeteria. And I'm like, well, come for dinner with me. And Seth is like, no, I can't. I got to get ready and family and, you know, the series starts next week, so I got to disappear. So I asked you. I did ask you.
Honestly, though, I haven't been to Old Homestead Steakhouse yet, but everyone's been raving about it. A lot of my colleagues here have been now. What's your take? I mean, it's one of New York's most historic restaurants, and they put it in Caesar's Palace just very recently. Is it, you know, up to what I've heard?
It was fantastic. I had, like, surf and turf and mussels or oysters. I had West Coast oysters. It was fantastic. I was, like, by the time I was finished eating, I was looking for a Harley to jump the fountains here.
My God. Yeah, you're like Mr. Hangover here. Like, this is a movie being lived by you this weekend. You're up in the fancy tower, and you're Mr. High Roller, huh?
Well, not quite so much High Roller, but, you know, you do what you can. But listen, it's next week. Everything does start next week, gets kicked off. I know people are talking now about their plans. Saw the bracelets being unveiled this past week. The bracelets are fantastic. You know, they just keep getting better year after year. And, you know, there's actually some now that are, you know, you might actually wear on a day-to-day basis. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, and the main event bracelet's still to be unveiled, and it is sick as well. So, look, everything is getting better.
So you can't make it that sick, because when I win it, it won't look good on me.
Well, let me tell you, it is it's a trophy. So it's kind of like, our Stanley Cup finalists here. You won't see them wearing their ring too often, but you can bet they're keeping around. And the guy who's doing the bracelets this year is a guy named Jason of Beverly Hills. He did the Green Bay Packers championship ring of a year ago, the Los Angeles Lakers championship ring in back-to-back years. He's all the Rihannas and hip-hop stars he's been designing stuff for. So it's kind of a unique fit for us, but we're happy to have him aboard. And, yeah, hey, anytime you can win a bracelet, a pretty nice arm candy.
Well, I'll be down here trying, and I would be remiss in any conversation with you, Seth, if we didn't touch just for a second, get away from poker. Hockey, I know that you're a huge hockey fan, and you did get on the L.A. Kings bandwagon since you've been down here, and they look good.
Yes, I'm really, gosh, it's amazing. I got to admit, it's not the most fun style of hockey I could be watching. You know, when you grow up and you remember the early 80s Islanders teams followed by the, you know, the great Oilers dynasty, etc. I can't say it's the prettiest hockey, but man, is it effective. They got great goaltending, a star defenseman, you know, balanced offense, working hard, and, you know, they look unbeatable at this point. It's hard to even fathom them losing a game now, but we'll see. It's going to get harder for them, and regardless, playoff hockey is just so great to watch. I can watch it any day I get the chance.
Yeah, it's hard to think about hockey when you're here in the desert and it's 130 degrees outside and girls are walking around in virtually no clothing everywhere. A little difficult to focus on hockey, but I hear you.
I see, and you're in that Octavius Tower, which has this nice balcony, and you're probably overlooking the topless pool. So, yeah, you got your distraction.
I got to tell you, if I press my face right up against the window and look sideways, I can sort of see the pool. But I look out over the strip. Hey, I got no complaints either way. I'm a happily married guy, so 32 floors away from the pool is probably a good place for me.
True.
But listen, Seth, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us. Look forward to seeing you in a week or two. I'll be back again for when the series starts, and perhaps we can get together for a meal in the employee cafeteria.
Absolutely. The employee cafeteria on me.
All right. Seth Polansky, PR director. Follow him on Twitter, at WSOPPRGuy.
And, yes, thanks.
Enjoy
thank
every
you very
second
much, Chris.
Of it. Thanks, Seth.
Take care.
There is Chris DeCiro speaking with Seth Polansky, the communications director of Harrah's Entertainment, as he gets set for the World Series of Poker, which starts up a week from now on the 27th of May in Las Vegas at the Rio. Coming up next year on The Poker Show, we'll speak with Warren Lush, the spokesman for Party Poker, here on The Poker Show with Chris DeCiro, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome to the party in Las Vegas. PartyPoker.net invites you to play for a spot in the biggest tournament on the planet, the World Series of Poker. Play in one of the daily qualifiers to earn your way to the WSOP with a $14,000 prize package and a chance to win your share of over $192 million in prize money. Qualify now and play for free at PartyPoker.net. Terms and conditions apply. Players must be aged 18 or over.
Welcome back to The Poker Show with Chris DeCiro, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Rob Wong, like I said, here in Toronto, while Chris is all the way in sunny Las Vegas. And in fact, we are now joined by the spokesman for Party Poker, and I have a feeling that they are very, very close at this moment. It is Warren Lush and Chris DeCiro joining us on the phone line. Gentlemen, I guess you can just look at each other and talk to each other that way, and I'll just sit back while you guys do that. How about that? Does that work?
We're a little bit far away from each other.
And Warren is making faces at me, Rob, so if you can ask him to stop, it's very unprofessional.
Yeah, that is very unprofessional, Warren. If you could please stop that and stop distracting my co-host, it'd be much appreciated. But we really thank you for joining us on this program, and you and Chris are down in Las Vegas enjoying all things poker right now. How's the weekend treated you so far?
No, it's been great, actually. I've come over here for the WPT World Championship. I've got a new sponsored player to Party Poker, Marvin Rettermeier from Germany. So, and all singing, all dancing. They call him like the Justin Bieber, stroke change, blunt poker. He's always got a guitar. So come to launch him on the world and also just see how it goes in the World Championship here. And have a bit of fun, of course.
And don't forget, there was also the famous final table of the Montreal Party Poker Classic, which was a highlight of almost everyone's night last night. An incredible field of 20 played down there, and I heard everyone that made the final table was a poker genius.
Oh, there were some people on there who were a bit average who got in, luckily, just because of other deals, you know, with certain hostesses called Clara Scott, maybe. But, yeah, it was a fantastic event, and you should have seen the look on Mike Sexton, because he didn't know much about the detail, and he said, there's people getting 10 packages for the five diamonds. It was really, really a good prize. You know, these families, the 10 of them, they all came down to the Bellagio, you know, with their partners, and all of them have got seats in December as well.
How would you rate Chris's game, Warren, on a scale of 1 to 10? I've always wanted to know this. He's not willing to admit it himself all the time, but if you were to rate it, what number would you give it?
We've only played a handful of times, but I do remember a time about 5 years ago where I won the media tournament I organized, which, you know, that's pretty good, eh? But actually, his game, I don't know. I'd probably put him at a 6 or 7.
In fairness, the media tournament that Warren organized, when it got down to someone who organized this media tournament had a horrible, horrible idea where they made a final table of 9 players, but they were only paying 8. So the guy from Canada suggested a 9-way chop so that everyone made some money and that one person didn't feel horrible. So the money was actually chopped up long before Warren won the tournament. No one cared by the time Warren won the tournament who won, because everyone already had the money.
You know, I still have what to say, though. It's all about the skins on the wall, you know. It's about the bracelets. It's about the victories. It's not about the chopping it up.
That's a very good way to think of it, Warren.
Warren is spouting the gospel of Phil Hellmuth, and one of Warren's hats that he wears in the job he does, and probably the most important hat that he wears, is he's the unofficial ringmaster, wrangler, and monkey boy to one Tony G. I know that Warren sometimes gets himself in the middle of some of the Hellmuth G battles that go on.
Yeah, so Tony, I've worked with him for a couple of years now. Sometimes depends on what size either the bed he comes out of most of the time. So this week I call him, for example, and he's at Tony Resort, which is in Lithuania. So it's his own holiday resort in his own name, which I still haven't been to. I've been invited to, but it's kind of got this mythical status. So he's saying, I've got Tony Resort, I'm going to have a tournament there. And this week it was, I'm launching a Lithuanian pop band, but they're going to be huge. They've got a heart. And so I sit there and listen to that, and then I get a video sent to me. So the Tony Bettys, it's a very random behavior with Tony, as you'd expect with a poker player and a businessman. There isn't a lot of forward planning that goes on. So I'm going to Minsk now. Okay.
And Warren, obviously, you know, fans of poker, they see Tony G and the way he is on TV. How much, you know, is that the real Tony G that we see on TV that you get to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, it does depend, actually. Sometimes, you know, he can be very nice, but sometimes if he's in a mood, he's like that. But the one thing I would say, and I've always said to people, is that I was in Malta last year with him and Helmut, and you know, some people think they're just clowning it up, but I couldn't go to dinner with both of them. I felt like I was, you know, being unfaithful to the other one because they wouldn't go in a room with each other. But the one he's got really bad blood with, genuinely, is Andrew Robel, because I tried to get him over to start the cash game in Vienna last month, and he was like, if I do this, I resign the sponsorship. And I go, come on, you're joking. It'll be great to have him there. And he's like, no, I don't want that anywhere near me. So, but the blend of reality and everything with Tony, you never know. But I think there's some genuine beef there.
The other thing that you don't know is that Warren, I think, doesn't get enough credit for some of the things that he thinks of and perhaps suggests subtly, you know, in a sort of a subliminal manner to Mr. G, who then goes, oh, that's a great idea. And, you know, I've heard conversations about, you know, visiting poker players' backyards and things like that. And a lot of it seems to come from Warren.
No, most of it's from him. I would say one of them, though, that is where we bid for Peter Eastgate's bracelet on eBay for his dog. I think that was the way when Eastgate put his bracelet up on eBay, and then the Scottish businessman paid over $100,000 for it in the end. But I thought it would be a fantastic idea for the Aussie Millions for him to bring his dog in with Peter Eastgate's bracelet around his neck and charity benefits as well. So, and that was one of the most silly, surreal things that we've ever done together, but also one of the things that we'll always remember.
I imagine there's never a dull day with Tony G, but take us back, Warren, to the first time that you met him. I mean, what were your expectations going in to meeting him, and was it completely nowhere where you thought it was going to be? It was just some crazy, crazy happening the first time that you guys met?
Actually, the first time we met, I joined the company in 2005, so they sent me out to the Intercontinental Poker Championship. at Palms, which has now become rather legendary due to a blow up with a certain Mr. Ralph Perry. So my first real acquaintance of Tony G was just watching him go to Get Out, You Russian. So that was the first time we properly met. But I also knew he was an affiliate and a businessman at the time. And then all of a sudden there was this massive parade that if you look at it now, there's millions of people watching it online. It's the original Tony G clip. So I was like, whoa. But then I also thought, this guy's got marketability as well, but he also could be a total liability.
Well, I know that Warren does do a pretty good job of wrangling G, but I just want to know if there's actually a fistfight between Phil Hellmuth and Tony G, whose side are you coming in, Warren, or are you actually just going to sit back, pour yourself a cocktail, and see how it all plays out?
I think I'd sit back and see if I could put it on pay-per-view and take the money and then run. I think that would definitely be the approach I would take.
That's definitely not a bad idea, Warren. You mentioned the poker pro that you recently signed, the Justin Bieber, the James Blunt of poker. What kind of process do you have, or what kind of hand in the process do you have at scouting these poker pros, people that you want representing the company that you work for?
Yeah, so last year I kind of did the media director's job on the World Poker Tour in Europe just to fill in. And this player, he turned up for every tournament. He's kind of, Germanic players are normally very mathematical and everything. And Marvin was a little bit different. And he was a karaoke king. And he was involved in lots of social media things, projects we did at the time. And he's just very easy to work with and he's very marketable. So tonight we're just looking at, there's supposed to be this eclipse in Vegas tonight.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so we're looking at it, but his nickname's Mad Marvin, so we're going to have him singing and howling at the moon. We're not sure yet.
Yes, and Warren does suggest something. I mean, this morning we were having breakfast in Las Vegas, and as we're having breakfast, we're discussing what we're going to do for the rest of the day and whether Warren's going to go back to sleep. And I suggested, they have these machine gun stores here where you can go and fire automatic weapons, machine guns. And Warren suggested that we should, swing by the machine gun store and then try and find Howard Lederer's house.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I did. Yeah, it was nothing to do with me, Mr. Sara. Nothing to do with me.
I saw it on your...
It may have been my idea.
I was going to say... I was going to say, Chris, I saw it on your Twitter feed, so there's actual proof that it may have been your idea.
Yeah.
There's no reference of Warren whatsoever in that tweet.
You've got to remember, I'm a very responsible corporate person. I wouldn't say such things.
Yeah, you definitely have an image to uphold, Warren.
Yes.
Well, I first met Warren in 2005 on the Party Poker Million, which was on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. And I've never seen this before, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but cruise ships are a 24-hour-a-day something's always going on. And Warren managed to open and close the cruise ship every day for like the 7 days that we were at sea. And I have never seen anyone with that sort of dedication to their craft and stamina. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I've been spending my whole life trying to get rid of that kind of reputation. But tonight we have the WPT party at the Bellagio, actually, so I think I'm going to have to get going for that. I have to be there to open it, but perhaps, now I'm getting older and more mature, I won't be there to close it.
Well, do you have any hand in picking out the Royal Flush Girls, Warren? Because I know they've been hanging around all weekend. They've been at our events, at your events, and being a great presence, but they are lovely ladies, and I just want to know if you had any hand in that selection process.
I think that Tony G would say that is right, that I'm not qualified to do that. So there's other people that are more qualified than me to do that. I don't know, let's look at the brand values of a Royal Flush Girl. How do you choose one? I like little bunnies. I want to see the world. But no, it's got nothing to do with me. I think it's best that they don't let me get involved in that.
Whoever's part of that selection committee possibly has the best job in the world. I'm just going to say that right now.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. I used to work for Ladbrokes before at Bookmakers, and one year I had to go to Miss World, and then I had to do these interviews with people about how do you judge all of these people, like based on looks and stuff. And it's like Bookmakers is a scientific process. We look at their, we looked at Miss World and saw, their educational achievements, their commitments to world peace, their looks. There's a lot of things to the package.
Well, Warren, we really appreciate you joining us. Like you said, you got to get to that party, the WPT party tonight. So enjoy yourself, but don't enjoy yourself too much, I guess.
No, I'll try not to. I've got a bit of jet lag, so I've had some sleep, so I should get a second wind.
There is Warren Lush, the spokesman for Party Poker and partypoker.com with Chris. How far apart were you guys actually? Were you guys like nose to nose?
We were standing about 40 feet apart in the valet of the Bellagio, but as soon as he finished the interview, Warren rushed over, jumped into a Fisker that had the keys sitting in it, and has driven off down the Las Vegas Strip. So I'm not entirely sure where he's gone, but I wish I'd gone with him.
That was his, eh? That's the one you saw in the parking lot?
I'm not entirely sure it was his.
Well, you just said Fisker, so maybe it was. Maybe there was a good chance. So what's next for you? I know you're coming home soon. You have a couple hours to kill. What are you going to do with yourself?
Yeah, just do a few more things to follow up here. We're going to talk to some of the players that are here for the WPT. And then for me, it's a big thank you to the people at Caesars that have taken such good care of me and the red-eye flight home. So I'll be back in Toronto first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good week. What did you shoot at the gun store, by the way?
I'm not really at liberty to discuss any of that information for the possibilities of potential lawsuits or other such things that may happen or not happen. You know, Rob, anything that happens in Vegas that cannot be discussed in any manner, shape, or form outside of the city of Las Vegas.
Very, very true. That's the motto that you have to live by, and unfortunately I'm going to have to do the same come July, as you will when you head down for the WSOP. But thanks so much for doing this, Chris, joining me from Las Vegas, and I'll see you when you get back.
Hey, we'll head to the gun store down here when you're here, and
we
then
will.
We'll steal a Fisker.
we'll use the guns, get on the Fisker, and then mount the guns on top of the Fisker. How about that?
Now you're talking. Yeah. All James Bond. Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, I feel like that's legal in Las Vegas. If there's one thing you can do, it's definitely that. But there is Chris DeCero joining us from Las Vegas. I'm Rob Wong. This has been The Poker Show with Chris DeCero, brought to you by PartyPoker.net on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.